Hello. Hey, mamas. So I'm in Paris. So that's kind of random. Not literally right now. I'm in my mom's basement right now. But while you're watching this, I'm in Paris. And there's probably a lot of questions, a lot of confusion. So I want to talk about why this happened, or maybe I'm not in Paris. Maybe my plane flew into the Atlantic Ocean and crashed. You never know. Plane crashes happen. So let's pray that doesn't happen. I'm in Paris right now, by the time you're watching this, because it's the 29th today of June, the time I'm filming this. 5 days ago, in the middle of the night, just booked a flight to Paris, and I woke up the next morning, and I didn't remember, and I saw a charge on my credit card for $2,000, and I was like, what is that? And then I remembered, I just booked it, and I was like, okay, how do I cancel this? Because, like, that is something that is kind of insane, and really didn't put that much thought into, but I couldn't. So I'm going now, and I'm there now, and I have a lot of feelings about it. I'm very nervous, but I'm also very excited because I've never had like a spontaneous trip. Like all of the trips throughout my childhood with my mom and stuff have been planned like literally a year in advance. We would book like it would be like Christmas time, and we would book like our travel plans for like November of the next year. So I've never had something quite like this, and I am very nervous because I am going alone. I am going by myself to a foreign country where I don't speak the language. So already there's potential for disaster. So let's begin with how I'm gonna get in. So as you know, there's this thing going around called COVID. But I'm fully vaccinated. I am a Moderna mama, both doses. Yes, sir. And so France is one of the only countries in Europe that's like allowing travelers that are fully vaccinated. And you don't have to quarantine. So I basically just have to show my vaccination proof, which I have. And then I don't have to quarantine. But here is the thing. So if you're coming from a country like Canada or the US or 10 other countries, which are in France's like green country list, you don't have to quarantine. And it says you don't have to take a test, like a COVID test. But that sounds very fishy and very scary. So I'm going to take a test before I go as well, just to be safe. Because that seems too good to be true. I haven't flown anywhere in the longest time without having to take a test. Like, huh? That sounds fake. Anyways, so I'm going. I didn't have anything planned up until like last night. Last night I finally booked an Airbnb, which is the bare minimum for planning a trip. You kind of at least need to know where you're staying. And I waited for so long. I was like, maybe I can sell my ticket to someone thinking it's like a concert ticket. No. Who? What person, what one person is going to just, I don't know, respond to a Facebook Marketplace ad for me saying, hey, here's one plane ticket to Paris, France. Yeah, it's not happening. So I'm going. I have no other real option, but I'm excited. I went through a period of like stressing about it, and I was like, this is going to end in disaster. This is going to be really disastrous. But no, there's no point in thinking like that because it's happening and I'm going and it's going to be fun. Now, I've been to Paris before and you're probably thinking, why are you talking about this on the I Almost Died podcast? It's because I've almost died in Paris. If you've watched one of the first episodes of this podcast, you'll know I was one of the hostages. Just kidding, we weren't hostages. Well, depends on the definition, but we were one of the potential victims of a BOMB threat on the Eiffel Tower. So, I think I'm going to go revisit it. I think I'm going to go to the Eiffel Tower and think about the just absolutely fun 4 hours that I thought we were going to get blown up. I think that'll be really fun and just a good old way to reminisce on my childhood. So I think I'm going to do that. And, I don't have any other plans. When I tell you I don't have a single damn thing planned for this trip, I'm literally going to go to Paris and then just stand there for a week. I'm going for a week. I have no plans. I don't know what I'm going to do. So before we get into like the actual details of the trip, let me talk about a little more why this happened, why I think it happened, what compelled me to book a trip in the middle of the night. I am drained. And as a result of that, I feel like I am going coco loco. So I'm an introvert and I never like really thought this was a real thing. Social batteries. I never thought they were like an actual thing. But over the past 3 months, I've been away from home. I've been bouncing around, like seeing a ton of people, seeing a lot of different places. Not having time to myself, not having like a full week where I can just decompose like a piece of spinach. Like I need that. So I shouldn't say I'm an introvert. I think I'm half introvert, half extrovert, but both sides of me have to be like coexisting. So in order to thrive as an extrovert, I also have to be giving attention to my introvert side, which has been neglected very much the past 3 months. And I noticed that really intensely when I went and visited family like a week ago, and they were all just talking to me saying like, Ben, you're like, are you okay? You're like very quiet. Like, is something going on? Like, what's wrong? And I literally didn't even realize I was being quiet. I just knew I was like so drained, like being around everyone, being around all these people. I just like, I was like, oh, like I need to be alone. Like, and then like whenever I'd go to bed, it'd be like paradise, like heaven, like being in a closed room with a locked door. I was like, hallelujah, like this is what I needed. And so I finally got home, and I've just been doing nothing. Well, not nothing, but like I've haven't been seeing anyone really for like the past I don't know how many days, and it has been I thrive alone. Any TikTok or video that you've watched of me that is funny has resulted from me being completely alone for like at least a week. That is when I come up with my best ideas. That is when I'm the most creative. I literally, if you've noticed on TikTok, like I've been posting like once a week, which it's been for like a variety of factors. But it's mainly been because I've just been around people all the time, and I can't be creative. I've been trying so hard to think of TikTok ideas, and I just can't think of any. And it's began stressing me out. I'm like, I need to like do something about this. Like my creativity meter, I think, is like directly linked to my social battery. And when my social battery runs out, I just can't think of anything like creative or funny or anything like that, and it's so hard to just like make content. So it's led me down a whole bunch of different paths about like what I want to do about that, because being around people all the time is just not sustainable for me. I need my alone time. But so basically I thought maybe that going to France by myself would be a good way to recharge that. A good solo trip where I am the only one leading the trip. Anything I want to do, I'm going to go do. There's no one holding me back. There's no other things I need to get dragged to. It is literally just me. And anything I want to go do in Paris, I can go do. And I really haven't had a trip like that. Almost every trip I've ever been on has been with other people. And I just like do what everyone else wants to do, which can be fun. It can be like super fun to do stuff with a group, but I really want to like explore the city, like just do whatever. And that, like, that excites me the most. Like, besides it being Paris, like, obviously a beautiful city, like, amazing. Like, being on my own in a completely foreign country, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for it. So I've never, like, really flown alone. Well, I've flown alone. I mean, I've never had a trip, like, a full trip alone. I'm always, like, meeting someone when I go places. So I've never, like, just been dropped in a foreign country and, like, not really had anyone. I do know a few mutuals and, like, some friends that live in Paris that I might hit up to hang out with. But, like, it won't be, like, the leading thing of the trip. Like, basically, I'm not going to Paris for anyone except for me, which I think is very important, I guess. Because as an introvert and as someone who, like, just craves and values alone time so much, it's very freeing to, like, finally have pure control over, like, I don't know, a week in time. So that doesn't mean I'm not nervous. I'm still very, very nervous because, like I said, I don't speak French at all. Bonjour, oui, 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 baguette. That's about all I know. And, like, the Ratatouille movie is, like, the most French I've ever been taught in my life. We had to learn it in grade 5, but, like, literally did not understand any of it. We learned one song, and it's, like, je suis a pizza. And I think it means I am a pizza, and I really don't know why that's in the Canadian curriculum for grade 5 children to learn. So I really don't know any French. I was really hoping I could have gone to Spain, but Spain's, like, borders aren't open to Canada, I don't think. Maybe it's changed by now, I don't know. But, like, I really wanted to go there because, like, I have, like, somewhat of good Spanish knowledge. So I could read most Spanish, so I'd be able to, like, get around, I think, and maybe communicate. But when I go to Paris, I don't know, it's gonna be very interesting. So as I said, I have nothing planned. There's a few things I want to do, obviously. Like, I want to see the Louvre and, like, fully appreciate it. I got to go there before, but I was, like, with, like, a huge group, so we didn't really get to see anything, and I couldn't just, like, sit and appreciate stuff. So I really want to go there. I maybe want to go to, I know they have, like, outdoor festivals, I think. I feel like going to, like, a little music festival would be fun. It's kind of crazy because, like, where I am in Canada right now, they're doing a full reopening on the 1st. There's a hair in my eye. So that means no more masks are required. No, like, no nothing. Like, think of every single COVID restriction they're getting rid of on the 1st. And I think that's a little bit bonkers. I feel like maybe that doesn't need to happen. First of all, I love wearing a mask now. I've realized the first month I was like, it's uncomfortable. Now I love the anonymity. I love being completely hidden. Like, the combo of a hoodie, sunglasses, and mask is just about my favorite thing in the world. I don't know when I started getting anxiety going into, like, public places. I think it happened before the pandemic, but I just love masks now, so I'm probably gonna keep mine on. Like, they still recommend it, but, you know damn well, like, 98% of people are gonna still, they're gonna fly that mask off the second they get the opportunity. Where I am in Canada is basically like Texas, so that's scary. So really hope you all get vaccinated if you can. Anyways, regardless, I'd love to do, like, some sort of, like, fun public event in France. I think that'd be cool. I really want to see some architecture. I really want to go to the catacombs. I really want to go for runs. My favorite thing when I go on trips is, like, pretending like you live there. That's, like, the best way you can kind of feel, like, immersed, I guess. And I'll get into that right after this quick break. Hello, welcome back. So I want to pretend like I live in Paris for a week. So, like, the first, like, day, I think I'll do, like, a little bit of sightseeing. Also, I'll probably be really jet lagged, so I'll have to deal with that. But I want to, like, wake up every morning and, like, go for a run, like, along their little river or whatever body of water they have. And then I want to, I want to, like, have like a little cute breakfast in a cafe every single day. Like, I want to pretend like I actually live there, because I feel like that'd be very fun to me. Like, I hate, there's nothing that I hate more than like going on trips at like where just everything feels so artificial and like fake, and it's all like touristy. That is so unfun to me. Like, I really dislike that. So I want to pretend like I am just out here living my best life, bruh. So I'm definitely not going to pick up any French. I was thinking, maybe I should like try and like learn some. No, it's not going to happen. My brain is at capacity. I can barely think of what I want to eat for breakfast. So the thought of learning another language on top of learning Spanish, on top of struggling with English, even though it's my first language, it's just so difficult. I don't have the brain capacity for it. So I really don't know what I'm gonna do, y'all. Oh, this is kind of crazy. This is kind of insane. I've never done a spontaneous trip like this. Never. Never ever. All my trips in my lifetime have had so much planning put into them. And here I am, a week prior, just booking a trip to Paris. Now, it is kind of a short trip. It's 6 days, and I really want to... Oh, Lord, this hiccup. I really want to stay longer. So this, I think what this is going to be for me is like a little experiment in traveling post-COVID. I really want to just like have a little appetizer before I do like a big trip, because I think this fall, or like maybe before it gets too cold, depending on what opens, I really want to spend like a month like actually living in like somewhere in Europe, like maybe Germany. Oh my God, that just reminded me. I actually set I set like a goal to like visit every single country that I'm like ethnically from before I was like 21. Well, I'm 21 now, so that's kind of like not that kind of didn't happen. But like, so I'm French, German, Indian, and then I've like trace amounts of DNA in like China and Japan, like 5% made up of that. But anyways, I really want to like just visit all those countries and get a feel for my culture. So I really want to go to Germany and just chill there for a month this summer or in the fall. I don't know. But Europe seems so fun. Like, I can't get over how like bored I am with North America. The most frustrating thing for the pandemic for me was like, I finally had like, as you guys know, I like blew up like right at the start of the pandemic. And so I like had all of a sudden like all this opportunity to travel and stuff, but I couldn't. So now stuff is finally open, and now I'm like so excited to travel, and it's like all I want to do, and I want to do as much of it as possible. I literally just want to be on the road, but at the same time, I'm scared because I haven't traveled outside of North America since this all started. So I feel like it's gonna be a whole other ball game. It's just North America is so boring to me right now, minus Mexico. I love Mexico. I should go there next, maybe. But like, and not having like a major change of scenery, like a major cultural change of scenery, I guess is what I'm saying. Because as you guys know, I go to the US a lot, and I go to Canada a lot, but they're very much the same, like culturally, pretty much the same. Like, I really don't feel any difference going from one to the other. But I really just want to be in a place where like things are done completely differently. The food is different, the language is different, the culture is different. And I'm hoping that's what I can find in Paris. I definitely will. I mean, I feel like Paris is like unlike anywhere in North America. So I'm really hoping I can get that satisfaction. And I'm hoping it can also be kind of like a break from being online all the time and like having like just a regular routine of scrolling through TikTok for hours and hours. I need to break that. I really do. It's really unhealthy. But I almost feel as though I planned this trip too early because, as I mentioned earlier, like, I need that time to recharge. And part of that recharging is just, like, being alone for as long as possible. Like, but I will, with this trip, it means I'll only be here, like, with my dog in my comfort zone completely alone for, like, a week, which is way less than I wanted after, like, being around people for 3 months straight. Now, even though I'm not going to be around, like, that many people in Paris, I'm still, like, out of my comfort zone and, like, not... Basically, I'm scared that, like, my social battery won't be able to recharge because, like... Well, one, Paris is a big city, so there will be a lot of people. But also, like, I just won't be in my comfort zone. I don't know how to say it. Just nothing beats, like... Sitting at home, reading a book, playing PlayStation. I just got a PlayStation 5 too. I just got it like 2 days ago and I'm already leaving. So like, I'm gonna, there's like a few, like I feel like I'm not properly bored out of my mind yet to the point where I want to like finally go back out into society. My current mental state is like, I would be so happy staying in the basement for another month straight, not seeing anyone. I would be completely content, and it is in fact all that I want. But here I am booking a trip to Paris, so that is going to be maybe a hurdle. I hope I don't get like overwhelmed and like homesick. I mean, it doesn't really matter if I get homesick because I'll be back in literally less than a week. It is a 6-day trip, but yeah, that's really good how I did that. So I think also what I'm going to do now is lock my credit card past 5 p.m. Because almost every single stupid, dumb purchase that I make is between the hours of like 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. That is when I'm buying random clothes online that I don't need. That is when I'm booking apparent trips to Paris. So... that needs to be dealt with because it's getting bad. But it's going to be fun because I was supposed to go to London like literally the week before all the lockdowns happened in 2020. So I feel like I'm finally getting that Europe trip in that I've like so desperately wanted. But aside from that, this is a short trip. Like I said, I want it to be like kind of a teaser for like more traveling. I really would like to go somewhere in South America. If you guys are watching this and you're from South America, please let me know where I should come to, because I've really wanted to go. I always had like my bucket list was like I wanted to go to every continent before I was 21, and I literally had two left. I had Africa and South America, so almost got all of them. Kind of sad. Maybe I'll be like, before I'm 23, I want to go to every continent. I really want to go to Morocco, but that I think I'd want to go with my mommy, because I just feel like I would not be able to get around there. So, I don't know. I'm so nervous, y'all. I literally, thinking about it is, like, stressing me out. I'm literally sitting here, like, kind of panicking now. But, no, it's gonna be fun. It is gonna be fun. The beauty of, like, traveling, though, to, like, South America or, like, just any country that's, like, not well, I guess everywhere is colonized. But, like, I'm brown, so I feel like I don't stand out like most people would in a country as a traveler. Like, I feel like if I, like, when I go to Mexico, the amount of like waiters or like people there that will like just come up to me speaking Spanish or like, speak Spanish to me before speaking English is like quite high. So I don't know, like, just the black hair and brown skin makes me fit in. I don't know, but it makes me like not as nervous to travel. Because I know, like, some, like fully white people are like, I'm so scared. I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb in Cabo. Like, it's like, well, you might stick out, but, like, I feel like I can get away with blending in from just first glance at me. Of course, the second I open my mouth, people are going to realize I'm an uncultured swine that speaks 1.3 languages. So that'll be scary, but I would love to go like to South America when I really have my Spanish down pat. I feel like that'd be really fun. I'm so nervous.
this. Oh my god.
It'll be fine. But it's also, so I've barely told anyone this. I haven't put it online. That's why, like, when you're seeing this, might be like a little bit of a surprise. But I've barely told everyone that I'm going, because like the few people that I've told looked at me like I was crazy, like I just smoked a Duracell battery. So like I told like my friend and then my mom, and they're like, you did what now? You booked a trip to where now? And they're like, that is just idiotic. So that's kind of stressing me out, because like, yeah, obviously it's not the most like, sorry, I just hiccuped again. It's not the most thoughtful thing, that not the most amount of preparation has gone into it. But alas, I am going. So that's going to be really interesting. I'll do a podcast, I'm sure. You know what? I'm probably going to have like some near-death stories after this trip too. Like 100% chance something is going to happen that's going to result in a few I almost died episodes. So that'll be fun. But I feel like it'd be really fun to film an episode like right underneath the Eiffel Tower where I almost died. That'd be kind of crazy. I think I might do that. Regardless, I highly recommend that, like, when you guys, like, if you're old enough, definitely go on a solo trip. I'm so excited. Like, traveling alone is really just, it's something else. It's so different. Because,
I'm so nervous.
Okay. Everyone affirm with me. We're gonna end this episode, because I don't know if you could tell, but I'm a little bit insecure and anxious right now. We're gonna end this with some affirmations. Yes, we are. Okay. Repeat after me. I am strong. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was good. I am not going to get kidnapped in Paris and have my organs sold on the black market and go missing for years until they find my body at the bottom of a river. Okay, good. I am very wise and also can speak French. Je m'appelle very wise and can also speak en français. Okay, last one. I will not be on my phone, and I will enjoy the moment. And we'll enjoy the moment. Okay, do you feel affirmed? Do you feel like you're not going to get kidnapped in Paris? That might be really easy for a lot of y'all, because I'm guessing most of y'all aren't in Paris, so it's not a threat to be kidnapped in Paris. But thank you so much for listening. I will update y'all. I think I'm gonna do a vlog while I'm there. I haven't done a travel vlog in so long, and I'm usually like opposed to like doing travel vlogs because they kind of take me out of the moment. But I feel like since it's a solo trip, just like documenting it will like relieve a lot of my anxiety about flying there, because it'll be like I'm like talking to someone, so I won't feel like I'm like alone on the trip, I guess. I hope. So I'll keep y'all updated. Also, please comment if you're from Paris or France or have been there before and like know some things I should do. Please give me ideas for my trip, because currently I'm just gonna go there and I'm just gonna be standing in Paris for a week and not have anything to do. So thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. If you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, please rate it 5 stars. I truly appreciate it. And if you're if you want to watch the video version, that's on my podcast channel, I Almost Died. And I will see you guys next Wednesday with an update. Love you so much. Goodbye.